Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Here's Stevie Ray, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back. If the house is a rocket, great song. Welcome back, 7 till. Great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, timberry.com, paloalto.com, bplans.com, all those websites. Check them out. You'll thank me later. Tim, thanks again for being here. We're talking about angel investing. How should someone determine if an angel investment relationship is for them?
Oh, yes, that's important. And thanks for asking that, because what people should understand, angel investment is, there's maybe 300,000 angel investors in the U.S., and they do roughly 75,000 deals a year for roughly 300,000, all of this on average. And I think it's really important to understand that that's a very special situation. The vast majority of companies, you and I often talk about the small business and startups, Jim, and angel investment is for a very special product market fit, high growth, scalable, defensible company that's going to grow very fast and arrange some liquidity event, get purchased most of the time, mm-hmm. get acquired mm-hmm. 3 to 5 years later. So there are, the vast majority of startups aren't really related to angel investment. We bootstrap, like Jim, you did, and mm-hmm. I did with Palo Alto Software, and mm-hmm. you did with the Small Business Advocate. Mm-hmm. You struggle, you use credit card debt, you get your first customers, and you bootstrap. You don't turn to outside investors. Angel investment is for a special subset, and you realize there's 6 million new businesses every year, roughly, in the United States. And of right. course, 6.25 million go under, but something like that. So of all of those, only 70,000 get angel investment.
Could we say that if you're not planning on an exit strategy where there's a big payoff in the reasonably foreseeable future, meaning 5 to 10 years, if you're not planning a big exit, you're probably not investor prospect. Is that,
yes, you could say close? That. Because that's how we make
if you're,
money
if you're,
in
if
angel
your business,
investment.
If you plan on going out feet first in your business and tossing the keys to your kids on the way out, you're not an investor prospect.
No, because the angel investors won't make any money. The
that's
angel
right.
investors who put in, say, $300,000 today, if you have a happy, healthy business that lasts forever, they never get any money
that's
back.
Right.
They have a minority share
that's right.
of a healthy business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be spectacular growth
they're looking
so
for,
much.
They're looking
you
for multiples and factors, aren't they? They're looking for return factors, not percentages. They're looking for multiples.
Well, and in the angel investment business, when I say hit or miss, 9 out of every 10, 19 out of every 20 are going to just fizzle.
How is your group? What's the experience of your group over 8 years?
Our group has done about, 12 or 13 investments over 8 years. We still don't have an exit. We have a couple that look close, but none of these businesses actually has created liquidity so that we get money back.
And are all 12 still in business?
No, a couple of them have gone under. A couple of them are sort of clearly not going to exit. They're that case where they're going to go on forever mm-hmm. but never get us
right.
money back.
Yeah.
And then the rest are still interesting possibilities, and there's a couple that look very close. So
right.
I'm happy with the results so far, but that's par for the course. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's a high-risk thing. You don't invest in startups with the milk money. You know?
Right. Right, exactly. So there's your investment, there's friends and family, there's angels, individuals, there's angel groups that you can find out. And you said gust.com, G-U-S-T.com, where they can find out more about that, right?
Yeah, well, gust.com is a platform for startups and angel investors.
To meet.
There are a lot of individuals who use it as well. It's a good place to go as a startup. right. to look for, is there an appropriate and who might be interested in mine? And, you know, is there one locally? Is there one that's associated with where I went to the university, et
right.
cetera? Gust gathers the investors and the companies. Mm-hmm. And in Gust, you set up a profile of your company. You can do a little video. You
right.
can financial projections to make information available to angel
right,
investors.
Right. Hey, Tim, good job today. Thanks for bringing this great information to us about angel investing. And I know we folks got a lot of good information out of it. Come back soon.
Always fun. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we get smarter when Tim joined us, and so we did. And don't forget, timberry.com. You got to follow Tim. You got to keep up what he's got going on. Very prolific thinker and writer. And you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.